On ICTJ's podcast today, we are speaking with Ambassador Kanu. He is the former Deputy Permanent Representative for Legal Affairs at the Mission of Sierra Leone to the United Nations. Ambassador, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
My first question is involving the very early days of the Special Court for Sierra Leone. We heard at this conference we're at today that you were incredibly important in the very early negotiations for setting up this court. What do you think was the greatest challenge that you faced in setting up this institution?
Yes, I was involved from the beginning. I was responsible for negotiating the establishment of the court with the United Nations here in New York on behalf of the government of Sierra Leone. The greatest challenge I faced then was having to do things without instructions from the capital, because if you're an African diplomat, you would understand that it's extremely difficult at times to get instructions from the capital. But I was able to overcome that because of the little bit of knowledge I've got in matters of international criminal justice. So I was able to perform my task reasonably well.
The Special Court for Sierra Leone had a mandate when it was established that went beyond the walls of the courtroom itself. It had a mandate that included a robust outreach program to victims in the community, and also it had the goal of enhancing the rule of law in the country as a whole. Looking back as the court nears its completion, how successful do you think these other aspects of the mandate have been?
Before the establishment of the Special Court in Sierra Leone, there was very little knowledge on matters of international criminal justice in the country. Even among legal practitioners, very few people had knowledge of what international criminal justice is. And also, one of the causes of the civil war in Sierra Leone was the breakdown, complete breakdown of the rule of law. So when the court came, one of its functions was to infuse into the national legal system matters pertaining to the rule of law. And also, because of the Special Court, many people who did not have knowledge of international law, international criminal justice, international humanitarian law, they began to understand what these concepts, international humanitarian law, international law, international criminal justice, what they meant, not only for Sierra Leone, but for all countries emerging from conflict. So the court had a tremendous impact on the establishment of the rule of law and also making sure that impunity does not go unpunished. So you can see that that court has had a reasonable impact on our domestic legal system.
This was a court of many firsts. It was the first court to indict and then convict a sitting African head of state, former Liberian President Charles Taylor. Today, as other countries in the region and on the African continent aim to prosecute sitting heads of state or former heads of state for their role in atrocity crimes, do you think these countries can learn from the experience of Sierra Leone?
There is a lot of lessons to be learned from the experience of Sierra Leone. As you've rightly mentioned, the Sierra Leone Special Court was an innovation in international criminal justice. An innovation in the sense that it was the first court to be established and to sit in the situs criminis, that is, the place where the crimes were committed. And secondly, it was the first international court to be financed from voluntary contributions. And also, it was the first hybrid international court, that it is, has a Sierra Leonean and an international component. So the court, as you've rightly stated, is an innovation in international criminal justice and has had many firsts. And also, the court had a very good outreach system. In fact, the outreach system of the court is of a similar nature that is now being used by the International Criminal Court. The International Criminal Court, the outreach system was very, very poor. It did not have any coherent policy towards outreach. The Special Court, as I said, the outreach section of the court interacted with legal practitioners, it interacted with civil society organizations, it interacted with the traditional rulers, it interacted with the population, and making sure that the impact on the population what international criminal justice is all about. For example, the issue of the death penalty. When the special court was established in Sierra Leone, some people in the country were of the view that the death penalty is going to be part of the penalties that the court will invoke. This outreach section of the court had to go out and explain to people that death penalty does not feature in international criminal justice. So all these are lessons to be learned, and there are which other countries emerging from conflict, and even those that in peacetime can learn from Sierra Leone.
Do you think that in a way it would be correct to say that one of the lessons learned from Sierra Leone is that outreach is a central component to doing justice for these crimes?
Yes, I agree with you entirely. Outreach is a very important component in any system of international criminal justice that is to be credible. If it were not for the special court, the cooperation of the people of Sierra Leone to the court would not have got to the pitch it got to. The outreach section was responsible to disseminate information about the court to people. And in fact, that led to a larger extent the people of Sierra Leone to cooperate with the court because they knew what the court was all about through the outreach section.
As the court completes its mandate, we're talking today at this conference and also at a conference in January in Freetown about the legacy of this court. When you look back, what do you think is the most important aspect of this institution's legacy that you will look back on?
It's difficult for me to pinpoint a particular aspect to say that this is the most important legacy. I believe that the mere fact that the court was able to capacitate the national judicial system in matters of international criminal justice was an important legacy. Secondly, the mere fact that the court had Sierra Leoneans employed in the court who have now acquired experience in matters that are within the mandate of the court is another important legacy. And then the third point is that the site of the court, where the court is located now, is going to be handed over to the government of Sierra Leone, and it's going to be an important legacy that will be used in some other ways that the government thinks fit. Fourthly, the archives of the court. These are materials that will be used by students, research students, professors, okay, to enhance their knowledge and to know more about the special court. And finally, the jurisprudence of the court, for example, enforced marriage, is now part of international criminal justice. This ICC, International Criminal Court, is now using that jurisprudence. The issue of child soldiers is now part. So the court has had a tremendous impact, which I believe has contributed to its legacy, that it will leave not only for Sierra Leone, but for the international criminal justice system.
Well, with that, Ambassador Kanu, I want to thank you for speaking with us today, and thank you so much for your contribution to this court.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate your having me.